This meeting is now being recorded.
Hi everyone, this is Yvette, the Adobe Connect host in the room. Lars is having a bit of phone trouble, so he's going to dial back in. So I'm just going to go ahead and do the roll call really quickly. Welcome to the NomCom Feasibility Assessment and Initial Implementation Plan call for Thursday, November 8th, 2018 at 2100 UTC. On the call, we have Cheryl, Leah, Tom, Vanda, Euro, and from ICANN staff, we have Lars, Angie, and myself, Yvette. I think that about does it for me. I think Lars is dialed back in. So, Lars, I will go ahead and turn the call back over to you.
Thank you, Yvette, and apologies for dropping technical problems here. Everybody, we've got the agenda here on the right in the Adobe room. Welcome, roll call is done. We're going to give a quick overview of the presentations that were given by Tom and Cheryl at the ICANN63 meeting. Then a quick review, although I don't think there were that many comments and suggestions on the FIIP document, and that was kind of the group's homework since our last call, as it were. And then we talked about the next steps and obviously any other business. With that, Tom, do you want to, I had some background noise, Tom, do you want to lead through this presentation on the overview of the presentations to the SOACs in Barcelona, or do you want me to walk through that?
No, I'd be happy to do it, Lars. Can you hear me okay?
Sure.
I have a little bit of a background noise there.
Okay.
So we actually were, I think, pretty successful in setting up quite a few meetings here. A great job by the ICANN staff. So as you can see here, we presented to the GAC, the PTI board, the 2019 NomCom, the ASO, SAC, PSG, PCNSO, NCSG, and just a day or two ago, the RALO. We also had the opportunity to meet with Khalid and Aubrey. Khalid is the, I guess, the chair of the OEC subcommittee. Aubrey's on the subcommittee as well. So we discussed some things with them. Summary of the feedback, obviously I think it was pretty well received. They appreciated the opportunity to get an update and to give us some feedback. We had two interesting meetings in particular. Before I get to the SAC one, we had an interesting meeting with NPOC. If you recall, their hot button was that they wanted a rebalancing of the NomCom to consider adding a seat for academia. And it was interesting in the sense that they thought it was going to happen like last week or this year. And so it was a little bit of a expectation reset. As we explained that the rebalancing itself wasn't going to take place for months, that a possible outcome of the rebalancing could in fact mean that there's no change to the NomCom members at all. So they were a little, I think, upset at hearing that. But I think it was worthwhile to make sure they understood how this process works and not set their expectations too high. Lars or Angie, did I miss anything about the NPOC meeting that you think is worth bringing up?
No, just a pedantic clarification. It was the meeting with the NCSG, but of which the NPOC is a constituency, and so it's the NPOC that doesn't have a chair. But the meeting was with the full stakeholder group, the NCSG. That's all. Otherwise, I think you covered it all, Tom.
All right, great. Thanks. The other interesting meeting was with the SAC, and I know Angie has some notes that she's going to be circulating. Again, they're pretty raw, but it was a very lively meeting. They're very unhappy with the DOMCOM. Just to give you a little bit of a history, they have a non-voting member who sits on the DOMCOM, and that member was actually kicked off last year and booted to the DOMCOM. That he obviously had some sympathetic allies in the room who felt like the DOMCOM had gone rogue in not only kicking him off the DOMCOM, but doing some of the things they did last year in terms of how they used their budget. So they had a lot of feedback, but I thought one of their more interesting points was in reaction to the IE report, the 27 recommendations, was, you know, give us some overarching themes here. You know, why you received 27 recommendations, but what are the overarching themes of what the review is suggesting take place in terms of the DOMCOM? And I think it was a very valid point. As you recall, we have a scorecard right now that depicts the categories, so that the 27 recommendations into 5 different categories, as if in a way giving them all equal weight. But in reality, the last two categories, the charter, interactions with the community, certainly are more impactful and profound on the future of DOMCOM as opposed to how it does recruitment or training or assessment. So we did do some, I thought that was an insight that I think is worth thinking about, and we want to make sure that when we deliver our feasibility report to the OEC, that we have some sort of preamble where we describe the fact that there are recommendations that are more profound than others and have a very significant potential impact on the future of ICANN. So I had some PowerPoint slides that I shared with Lars and Angie in terms of how the categories were chosen that might well serve the basis for that kind of illustration of how some recommendations are more powerful than others. So again, Angie or Lars, I know you've got a lot of notes. Do you think any other comments are worth highlighting, or you want to bring anything else up?
Nothing from my end for the ICANN 3 overview. I don't know if Angie has anything. Obviously, Cheryl as well.
Yeah. So again, these notes will be circulated, and I'm fine with putting these on the wiki, unless you think there's something that we have to ask the SAC about before we post them. But certainly,
I would suggest that, Tom. To be honest with you, I'd be happy to circulate on the list. But I think if we post it on the wiki, we should run this by the SAC. Because we're kind of reflecting what they've said, and so I'd be hesitant to post it without them. Not that there's anything, but that, anyway, just to make sure that they're okay with what we've captured, I think would be appropriate. And we're happy to do that, reach out, and then post it accordingly. And I see that Cheryl has a hand up as well.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things we could do before we jump to Cheryl is rather than publish these notes, why don't we take a look, another pass through them and see if, you know, treat them as input to the template process. Perhaps we just add some bullets to the various templates that we think might be appropriate.
Sure. That sounds good. Cheryl, please go ahead.
Thanks, everyone. Cheryl Langenhoff, hopefully you can hear me. I'm using the AC room today. To what Tom just said about the feasibility work we're doing now and the, for want of a better word, waiting, the current equivalency of waiting versus what may or may not may be more impactful on future NOMCOM. I think it's important to remember that the next part of what happens after the board resolves on any of our feasibility implementation reporting will be to task the implementation review team on this matter to start work. And that work traditionally, and I would assume will still for us, include a prioritisation and a weighting and an order of things. So there is a point of further opportunity to make sure that the issues of concern about weighting and apparent equivalency of weighting is dealt with. But that said, even if something might be more impactful, if it is more expensive or if the resourcing to make it happen is simply unavailable at the time, then it will need to be delayed in our implementation planning. I just wanted to manage our rotations just the same as the presentations during ICANN 63 went a long way to hopefully manage the expectations of the community. Thanks.
Thanks, Cheryl. Tom, please go ahead.
Yeah, just to add on, I think I agree with Cheryl that obviously a lot of things may decide the priority and order of his recommendation. I think there's another point here, which is, we're talking a lot about institutional memory and how to professionalize the non-prom. There's those types of overarching principles that I think we want to figure out how to convey in some sort of preamble. So not so much saying this recommendation is more important than the other, but try to come up with perhaps themes that we see running through multiple recommendations. We have a theme, for example, of professionalizing the non-prom as a recruitment function. So that's kind of a recurring theme. How can we? I think we want to call out some of these recurring themes as a way to frame the whole document. I think that was the point I was trying to get to.
Thanks, Tom. Unless we have any other questions on 1963, I suggest we go to the next agenda point. Just before the slide in the AC room, the document, as I said in earlier, this was kind of a little bit, I suspect, the homework of everybody to go through the document and see where additional comments are required, where there was a disagreement, et cetera. To date, we have not received any comments. It's been, I think, Angie, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think 4 or 5 weeks. We understand that people are busy. We had the ICANN meeting. There was travel involved, et cetera. So that's all understandable. But we obviously need to, at some point, make sure that everybody is in agreement and has read the document. And so with that in mind, I'm kind of almost going to the next step slide, with the additional reminder here that you see on the slide here, that the kind of template we're putting together, the FIP, is reflecting the information that the OEC requires at this stage, to the point that Cheryl made earlier. Once the board has resolved on any recommendations, the board is likely to request a more detailed implementation plan that may require additional reflections, but at this stage, that's kind of the information that the OEC and the board, by extension, requires. And, the format and the order, et cetera, is up for discussion. So if there's things that need to be changed or you would like to provide additional information, that is perfectly fine. And we can adjust accordingly if the group decides that something needs to change on the template. That's just this background information. And so with that in mind, especially, with the caveat that we have not received many comments, which we assume to be that people just didn't have the time yet to go through it in detail, rather than that everybody thinks that these
90 or so pages, and I'm almost afraid to say, are faultless at this point. We kind of proposed these next steps that we shared earlier the week with the co-chairs, who thought this is at the very least a good starting point. So by tomorrow, we will, and by we I mean the staff, MSSI, will send around a link to a consolidated document. So this is nothing new. It's just taking the 27 individual documents that were one document per recommendation into one single, quite long, I have to inform you, document, because that's essentially what we sent to the OEC, right? We're not going to send them 27 documents, but just the one. We're going to share that again with you via the Google Drive, so everybody can access it and read through that and make comments. You can obviously go back on that as well. You don't have to do it in one sitting. And so we then thought another just over 2 weeks, really, 2 weeks and a weekend, for the IPT to go through that, provide comments and input. And that is really, the last chance saloon, as it were, for people to make substantive comments or even raise objections at this stage. And then in that week of the 26th of November, we're going to confer with the chairs, who obviously have the authority to make decisions about whether we are ready for a consensus call or not. So we're going to assess quickly how many comments there were and whether they were, mainly cosmetic or whether they were going to substance. And so to decide then whether we need one or more calls to resolve any issues, or whether we simply can, because the comments being cosmetic, hypothetically, just update the document. We would then have a call in that week to make sure that everybody is on board with what was decided. And then potentially circulate a consolidated final draft by 30th of November. And then have a consensus call, on the 7th of December. All these dates, especially from the 27th onwards, November, should really be marked with an asterisk. So if more time is required, then more time will be allocated. But I think it's good at this point to provide some deadlines towards we can work towards, and then if extension are needed, the co-chairs can consider those. But that would get us to essentially submitting the document to the OEC by Monday, 10th of December, which I think would be a really very good achievement. And I'm going to finish my monologue. I'm sorry for rattling a little bit. You note here on the Friday, 30th November point, it says including a preamble and intro. And this is something that came up in Barcelona and kind of goes to what I said earlier about the FIP. There's no issue to include additional information. So if there's, there might be some general concerns or thoughts from the group that you may want to share with the OEC pertaining to next steps, pertaining to involvement of the community, pertaining to the way that the community has been involved to the stage by doing this roadshow in Barcelona, which is actually something that is not usually happens. And due to the nature of the NOMCOM, personally, I think was very appropriate and in fact, very useful. So that might be kind of a method to kind of include additional formally provide the OEC with any additional information that the group thinks is relevant here. That's something that we will obviously also circulate with the final consolidated draft by Friday, 30th November, and we will gather input from the entire group on that document, obviously, before we finalize that. And with that, I'm going to end the monologue. Tom just noted in the chat as well, for everybody to pencil in the call for the November 29th. We will make sure to send out an invite for that as soon as possible, so everybody has got that on their calendar. And with that, I guess I'm opening up to questions, comments, or any additional elaborations by the co-chair. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lars. I have nothing more to add. I need to spend more time going over the draft, and I hope everyone else does as well. But anyone else, Cheryl, or anyone else have any other comments?
Cheryl noted in the chat that she has nothing else to add at this point either.
I thought Cheryl's here on that. Yep.
Thanks, Cheryl. Your audio wasn't great, but I think you just confirmed what I said, that you had nothing else to add at this point. And Vanda also pointed out that she had received the info already. That's good. Thank you, Cheryl. And right, if there's nothing else that people want to raise, I just want to make one additional point as a reminder. You may recall that on our last call, I believe, we kind of informed after having discussed this with the co-chairs, the suggestion of ICANN staff, particularly the NOMCOM support team, to kind of read through the recommendations and make comments where appropriate for the consideration of the group in a fully transparent way, so it would be allocated to whoever makes the comments and not just some random Microsoft user. Staff on the NOMCOM side has been equally busy, as you can imagine, especially at this time of the year for the NOMCOM. There's a lot of work to do. They will potentially add some comments as well over the coming days to the document. So that is something that may still be forthcoming. I'm not sure how much or how many comments there will be, but I'm under the understanding that they will provide at least some input for the group to consider. And as I said, this is a reminder. It shouldn't, I mean, maybe to some it's new information, but we discussed this previously. And Cheryl is already calling an end to this, and I'm loving it because I haven't had my lunch yet. So unless there's any other questions, I will end the call very early. We will make sure to send an invite for the 29th and to circulate this timetable as well on list that everybody has got that in mind. And please look out for the consolidated version coming on the list your way probably at some point tomorrow. All right, with that, I think we can end the call. Thank you, everyone. Yvette, you can end the recording and have a good day, afternoon or evening, wherever you may be. And I